What do you think makes the perfect snack?
It's gotta be when I'm really craving it and it's convenient.
Could you be more specific?
When it's cravenient.
Okay.
Like a freshly baked cookie made with real butter, available right down the street at AMPM, or a savory breakfast sandwich I can grab in just a second at AMPM.
I'm seeing a pattern here.
Well, yeah, we're talking about what I crave.
Which is anything from AMPM.
What more could you want?
Stop by AMPM where the snacks and drinks are perfectly craveable and convenient. That's cravenience. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey there, awesome humans. It's your girl, Nova Lane, back with another dose of unfiltered truth for your busy brains. Now, let's talk about something that plagues us all in this crazy world, our inability to focus on the present moment. Seriously, ever feel like you're constantly chasing after distractions? Your phone pings, a notification pops up, or suddenly you're lost in thought about yesterday's drama or tomorrow's worries. It's like we're living life on autopilot, missing out on the juicy details of right now. Today, we're going to hack this mental maze and reclaim our focus. Think of it like a digital detox for your mind, except way more awesome. We'll break down 5 key takeaways that will help you become a present moment ninja, leaving those distractions in the dust. So buckle up, grab your favorite beverage, and get ready to level up your brain power. First things first. Awareness is your superpower. You can't fix what you don't acknowledge, right? When you catch yourself zoning out, gently nudge your mind back to the present. Notice the feel of your feet on the floor, the warmth of the sun on your skin, or even the taste of your coffee. These tiny moments are where life truly happens. Next step. Ditch the mental chatter. Ever notice how your thoughts can spiral into a crazy vortex? We're talking anxieties about work, regrets from the past, and worries about the future all swirling around like a caffeinated hamster wheel. It's exhausting. Practice bringing your attention back to your breath. Every time you feel those thoughts creeping in, take a deep inhale and exhale, letting them gently drift away. Think of it as mental yoga for your brain. Embrace the power of now. You know that feeling when you're totally engrossed in something, reading a good book, having a laugh with friends, or even just enjoying a quiet walk? That's the magic of being present. Make a conscious effort to savor those moments, letting go of the urge to multitask or check your phone every 5 seconds. Now, let's talk about purposeful distractions. We all need breaks, right? But mindless scrolling can suck you into a black hole of comparison and negativity. Instead, choose distractions that actually nourish your soul. Take a walk in nature, listen to some uplifting music, or engage in a creative activity. Lastly, practice self-compassion. Learning to focus takes time and effort. Don't beat yourself up if you find your mind wandering. Just gently guide it back to the present moment. Think of it like training a puppy. Consistency and kindness are key. Let me tell you about Sarah, a friend who used to be constantly glued to her phone, always checking emails, social media, even during meals. She felt overwhelmed, anxious, and disconnected from the people around her. But Sarah decided to try something different. She started practicing mindful breathing throughout the day, focusing on simple tasks like washing dishes or taking a walk, and making a conscious effort to be present in conversations. Guess what? Sarah's life transformed. She felt calmer, more focused, and more connected to those around her. She even started enjoying those moments of quiet contemplation, something she never thought she would. So, how can you start your own journey towards present moment mastery? First, commit to a few minutes of mindfulness practice each day. Even 5 minutes can make a difference. Secondly, choose one tech break each day where you completely disconnect from all devices. Go for a walk, read a book, or simply sit and enjoy the silence. And finally, be kind to yourself. Learning to focus is a journey, not a destination. Celebrate your wins, learn from your setbacks, and keep practicing. Remember, the present moment is a gift. Don't waste it scrolling through endless feeds or dwelling on the past. Step into your power, embrace the now, and create a life you truly love. Until next time, keep shining bright, amazing souls. And don't forget to share this episode with anyone who needs a little dose of present moment magic. Catch you in the next one.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.